KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. GOP Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says Republicans should rally around the Ukraine supplemental aid bill, partly because of the many dangers facing the U.S. at the present time.
Authoritarians are on the march. They're all working together. Xi Jinping, Putin, the Ayatollahs in Iran, Kim Jong-un. They're all working together. This is like 1930s danger in terms of what we're seeing internationally.
Sullivan tells the Salem Radio Network the bill would also revive U.S. military industrial capacity, something he says has been allowed to atrophy to dangerously low levels. Russian President Vladimir Putin used an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson to urge Washington to recognize Moscow's interests and persuade Ukraine to sit down for talks.
Putin said in the interview aired Thursday that Russia stands ready to negotiate a potential prisoner exchange that would free Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He was detained in March on espionage charges he denies. Most of the interview, though, focused on Ukraine, where the war's nearing the two-year mark. Putin repeated his claim that his invasion of Ukraine, which Kyiv and its allies describe as an unprovoked act of aggression, was necessary to protect Russian speakers in ethnic Ukraine and halt its accession to NATO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 4.6 has struck the Southern California coast near Malibu. The quake struck at 1:47 p.m. local time Friday at a depth of 13 kilometers, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The area is in the Santa Monica Mountains, roughly 35 miles west of downtown Los Angeles. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 54 points. The Nasdaq rose 196. The S&P advanced 28. This is SRN News. Concerns are being raised about one of America's favorite cookies.
The National Legal and Policy Center says Oreo has close ties to the LGBT pressure group PFLAG, which promotes graphic homosexual books for small children in the public schools. The NLPC report comes days before Oreo unveils its first Super Bowl ad in 10 years. Oreo is owned by the giant food conglomerate Mondelez International, which also produces Chips Ahoy, Ritz, Triscuits, and Sour Patch Kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's administration is backing off its plans to impose rules that some say would have restricted sex change operations for adults in a way no other state has. The rules would have required that patients under 21 receive at least 6 months of counseling before starting hormone treatment or undergoing a sex change operation. This would have affected a large number of people who are legally adults. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closed out its latest winning week with another milestone. The S&P 500's first close above 5,000. The benchmark index rose 0.6%, marking its 14th winning week in the last 15. Big tech stocks were some of the market's strongest. NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amazon all posted big gains. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, helping to keep things smooth. The Dow is down 54 points to close at 38,671. The Nasdaq gained 197 to 15,990. The S&P 500 added 28 points to 50.26. New York oil rose 62 cents to $76.84 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.